Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. Today is a day around the old Farrah household where the mother-in-law is heading out of town. Been here for a couple of weeks, and it's kind of mixed emotions, Mahoney, if we're being honest, because one, it'll be nice to be able to walk around my house in my skivvies again, but honestly, she's been helpful with the third kid, you know, being the new addition to the house, so I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to stop drinking a bottle and a half of wine every night or something and be more responsible.
You should build on a mother-in-law suite, man. Like, build it on. Just
easy.
Build it on to that. Like, right
easy.
In the back. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I know a really good contractor, man. Like, we can make this happen.
When we were looking at houses, you know, there was, like, some houses that had the casita, you know, and I'm like, man, this would be really cool for my office. And I just remember my wife a couple of times going, yeah, or that could be like a mother-in-law suite. And I was like, yeah, we don't need a house at the casita. We just don't need it. I don't need an office, you know, like a dedicated space away from everyone else.
Gosh. But she's been a big help, though, right? Like,
All jokes aside. It's been nice having her around. Yeah. Yep. So, and I also realized that the snip of the old tip was not yesterday. I had my doctor's appointments messed up. So,
is that today?
I think it's going to be next week. There's just a lot of doctor appointments and checkups, and it's a lot to keep straight. But anyway, so let's get into it today. We got some good news and some bad news to get things going. What would you like first, there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. A man arrested over the weekend after he reportedly entered the wrong house in Tennessee wearing a gorilla costume and scared the ever-living hell out of a six-year-old girl. The Mount Juliet police responded about 2 p.m. on Sunday to a residence when they say a resident had confronted a man in the backyard after realizing he was just inside their home. Police say the man, who was wearing a gorilla costume, took off running but was located by officers nearby. 31-year-old by the name of Dick Muzik. He is from Old Hickory. According to police, the investigators revealed...
Dick Muzik?
Dick Muzik.
Dick Muzik. Muzik, yeah.
Huh. That's another part of the
flute?
Bad news. His name is Dick Muzik.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Maybe the clarinet? or actually Audrey. I think we got it. The kazoo.
The kazoo!
According to police, the investigators revealed that Muzik thought that he was at somebody else's house and was looking for another individual in his gorilla costume. He was booked into the county jail, charged with aggravated burglary. So, off he goes.
You know, if it had it been Tom Brady, they would have just celebrated. You know, he's down here walking into other people's houses. Nothing's happened to him. Old Dick Muzik happens to stroll in a gorilla costume. Now he's in prison.
Poor Dick Muzik.
Wah, wah, wah.
So a 101-year-old has now survived the Spanish flu and the coronavirus.
Wow.
So what's her big secret? Rose Leigh Manuel calls herself blessed. The great-great-grandmother is 101. Her medical staff at Good Samaritan Catholic Health Services in New York believes that her strength and drive battled her to beat the coronavirus, but she credits them. She says it was touch and go, the survival rate at 101 years old when you contract the disease. I don't think I had much of a chance here. Not only did she conquer COVID-19, she also survived the Spanish flu the year that she was born. She was born into the fishing industry. Both her father and husband were commercial fishermen. When her husband died unexpectedly, she became the breadwinner for the family, working for the firehouse and then the village fish market until she was 95 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But also, like, I mean, she's super lucky. But also incredibly unlucky.
I agree with that.
In the same regard. Like,
way to bookend your life with two pandemics, you know? At least she's still alive.
At 101. Well, I feel like at that point I would just be like, all right, it's my time to go.
Take me home.
At 101. She's like, no, nah, I still got a few more years in me. Mm-hmm. More months. Ugh.
So a lot of people were wondering what was her secret to recovery.
Yeah,
Her son said her love for junk food, but specifically her Oreo cookies, primarily vanilla or golden Oreos. Those are her favorite.
So Oreos are, save this woman's life.
They're going to fly off the shelves now.
I am going to live forever. I am immortal.
This is a way better idea than drinking bleach. This is way better.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, it's Mahoney, and I have a favor to ask of you right now. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Store or the radio.com app, whatever platform it may be, please go rate us and leave a review. It will help us immensely right now while we're all on home quarantine. We really appreciate it, and thank you guys so much for listening. You're the best.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So JetBlue has become the first major airline that is going to require passengers to wear masks. So this is this is no longer up to us. Small children who are not able to maintain a face covering are exempt from the requirement, but this is the latest step JetBlue is taking to increase the safety of crew members as well as customers. Since late March, JetBlue has limited the number of seats available on most flights to promote social distancing. All of JetBlue's aircraft are equipped with hospital-grade, high-efficiency particle air filters, but they say that that's still just not enough considering everything that's going on right now, so they want to be extra cautious. Everyone on the flights, passengers as well as staff, going to be wearing masks.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not mad at that.
Nope, not mad, because it doesn't even matter if you were to get on that flight right now if the COVID-19 was not going on. People get sick from an airplane pretty much any time you fly, I feel like, whether or not you realize you've got the flu or cold or some generic sniffles or 24-hour diarrhea. Like, I mean, you get something.
24-hour diarrhea?
I don't know, are you
flying Spirit Airlines? What's going on with you?
Hey, don't you get
flying the Oregon Trail.
It's always something.
Don't you be defiling Spirit Airlines' good name, you son of a bitch.
They don't have a good name.
They got a big front seat.
I'm really curious how this is going to work, though, and if this is going to, I mean, because we already know that people are really stressed out when they fly, considering everything that's going on. I would say that that's gotten significantly worse as of late. Mm-hmm. So does this lead to more fights and bickering with people? Because if you're on a longer flight, they'll serve food. So what do you do when the food comes around? Obviously, a lot of people like to drink a lot on planes. Like, do they still serve food on flights? Do they still serve drinks, right?
Dave, I've got an idea.
Uh-huh.
So you know those full body pajamas? You know what I'm talking about?
That, uh-huh, like, footies.
No, the ones with the butt flaps.
Long johns.
So let's make those for the face. So just make a butt flap for your mouth. So you can drink through it. You just a little unbutton it and boop. There you go. Throw back the little scotch, little doers.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah,
well, no. I mean, your nose is still, but like it's
around
just
your face.
It's just a little butt flap for your lips.
You know what? I'm gonna take this a step further. I don't think that that's safe at all. I think that's a risky suggestion. I think that we need to normalize butt chugging. I think that's what needs to happen.
Oh yes.
Hashtag normalize butt chugging.
Okay.
Can we get that this morning? What?
They've proven that COVID can't be spread through farts.
That's right.
I mean, that's
we have the science. Hashtag normalize butt chugging. So you can now buy antibody tests for coronavirus. Quest Diagnostics said individuals can now purchase the antibody test for themselves through its website without having to go to a doctor's office. Last week, Quest said it was launching its COVID-19 antibody test service for healthcare providers so that we can figure out who's had this and who hasn't. Mahoney, you and I have a mutual friend that went out and got the antibody test yesterday, and I guess maybe sometime today or tomorrow he'll find out if he's had it, because...
Yeah.
He thinks it's possible, and a lot of people think that it's possible that maybe they already had it, but he specifically went to New Orleans for the national championship game in January, and then when he came home from that, got really, really sick.
Yeah,
but that was
before
everything was going on with the whole coronavirus. So he thinks it's possible that maybe he already had it, and so he's going to get the test done. If you want to purchase one of these, you can get it online for $119.
$119?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is supposed to be highly accurate, though. The company says it's 100% specific to coronavirus, and 99.5% of the people that it never misses if somebody has been infected with it, 99.5% of the time.
$109. Wow. Like, how is the average person going to afford that? You know, really let expensive. Alone. Yeah, that is like a little ridiculous.
But if you
but
do
not
this
shocking
test,
at the price. Yeah, I'm also not shocked by it.
If you do the test and find out that you've had it, like, it changes everything.
Does it, though? I mean, I don't know if it does. I mean,
yeah,
because
you can go back out.
You can restart your life. I mean, you've had it. You have the antibodies. You know what I mean? Yes, there's all these reports that, well, the antibodies have said, the experts are saying that if you have the antibodies, it doesn't guarantee that you can't get it again. Well, that's just because they haven't been able to test it out long enough yet. I mean, science doesn't make guesses or hopeful claims. So in order for them to fully know that you can't get reinfected, it's just going to take longer to test it out. But right now, there's no reason for them to believe that if you've had it, that you would be able to get it again, because it's just like any other
virus. Did they not say
that
it was asymptomatic, or no? That people are testing positive for a second time, but it's just asymptomatic. So you're you're just a carrier.
No, they're saying people were asymptomatic who didn't know that they had it. You know, because that's the way it affects certain people. So,
and there's some false negatives and things like that on tests,
right,
as well.
Course.
That's been a concern. So, but yeah, I mean, if I found out that I'd had it and I have the antibodies for it, that would change the way that I feel about everything right now. I mean, that would
I
feel.
Don't know.
I mean, personally, right? I mean, I wouldn't go out and be irresponsible.
I mean, it would be. I would be
licking door handles or anything.
It wouldn't change
if
I was going out or not, but it would change the fact that, like, well, I know that I'm not going to, you know, theoretically, I'm not going to die, you know, because there's, you know, the way that it's been affecting a lot of people. And, you know, like, because obviously there's been a very wide array of symptoms and effects. But
the list is so long.
But there's also been, terrifying, like, studies that have said that, like, it takes 13 years off your life. So I'm like, oh, my God, you know, like
13 years.
I don't know if I have 13 extra years to spare. You know, I'm like, I'm knocking years off in other ways. I don't know if I've got an extra 13.
The Tostitos party pizzas are what's going to get him. He doesn't need COVID-19.
That's right. That's right, man.
One pepperoni at a time.
I do the three meats.
How you've always wanted
meat.
To go. How you've
I
always
like
wanted.
All the meats.
Well, speaking of being cautious, according to some people, overly cautious, I would disagree. There is a lot of states that are easing lockdowns, and of course, Georgia is blazing the path for this.
Gosh.
But there is a handful of restaurants, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Chick-fil-A specifically, that have said, yeah, we're not going to go ahead and reopen right now because it doesn't make any sense.
Good.
Well, the thing that I don't like about the talk about this next round of bailouts that's going on, and it's interesting to see the federal government trying to basically strong arm certain states into reopening. They want to limit the liability to businesses who decide to open up early. And to me, that is, you know what? I don't like that, you know, because if our job forces us to go back in and I'm not comfortable, because the difference is if they open up early and I'm, you know, I've got a compromised immune system, or I've got somebody in my family who has a compromised immune system,
right,
which I do, which is my dad, I don't want to go back in early. I don't want to be one of the first people in, because that's going to put my family at risk, and they want to absolve the companies of any sort of liability on that. I think that's pretty awful, because it's like if I refuse to go in at that point, then they fire me, and then you don't get unemployment, and you don't get any of the extra benefits because you're not laid off.
You've been fired.
You've been fired for cause at that point. So this creates a real sticky dynamic, in my opinion.
What a nightmare.
It's just really tricky to figure out where people have contracted something, though, right? I mean, so, you know, with the idea of limiting liability, because how would you be able to prove that that's where you got it?
The only place I went.
Yeah,
well,
other than your home at that point. Yeah, I agree with that, though, because, I mean, if you've been at home safe and then you start going back to work, because you don't know with the people who you're interacting with in work, you could be totally behaving normal, but you don't know what Joe in accounting's doing on his free time. You know what I mean? So I get and that's pretty crappy.
Here's what's interesting to me is that, I mean, it's not just restaurants. It's fitness clubs, which seem, I mean, don't get me wrong, love going to the gym,
real.
But like people sweating all over the place and sharing equipment and coughing
wiping
and, you know,
their
like,
faces
yeah, like,
and then touching the equipment.
Yeah,
oh,
like it's
no
like,
way.
between that no and way. Bowling alleys, like those are the two. Like same thing with bowling alleys. Like you're sticking your fingers into the ball that somebody else, you know, and like everyone, the shared community stuff. It just seems strange that they would choose fitness clubs and bowling alleys to go along with salons and tattoo parlors that are going to reopen on Friday.
Like,
so.
I can understand like hair cutting places, like salons, if they were to take the steps that are needed. You know, you can socially distance from other people there for the most part, you know, and if you're wearing masks and PPE, I get that. But like, you're right, bowling alleys. Woo! That's what's going to happen.
Oh gosh, get him an antibody test.
Oh,
we can all chip in. $25 each.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Allergies.
$25 each. You going?
You remember getting covered a couple of months ago when you were very, 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 very sick, and you said that it was allergies.
No, I said it was a sinus infection, which it was.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Pay for my antibody test.
I'm trying to get 25.
Be my antibody daddy.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Thanks for keeping us entertained through these hard times. Does anybody even like you?
Message deleted.
No. No, they don't.
Well, that took a weird turn. It's like, yeah, thank you. No, it's great to... Oh. No, probably not, actually.
Yes. No, I mean, we're free, so...
We're available. Know. We're the last girl at the bar when the lights have come on, and here we are.
No, what Dave, up? We are the unattractive lady who is standing outside the bar after everybody has already shuffled out of the bar.
After you've been kicked out and your credit card has been declined and you get shoved out into the street... Yep,
We're in the parking lot.
Wandering around hoping somebody will buy us a slice of pizza from that mobile stand.
Wait, that's I've done us. That.
Yep.
And a hot dog stand, too.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, it's your turn. Let us do two truths about you and a lie, and let's see what the other ones can guess the lie. This should be interesting.
Message deleted.
I think that was a great call. My name is Mahoney. My first name is Jason. which one of those was the lie?
Mahoney.
Everyone knows that your real name is Dick Music, so that's Mahoney.
That's a lie.
But two lies there. Yeah.
Just call me Kazoo.
Mr. Kazoo.
Dr. Kazoo. How dare you? MD or DDS.
Didn't spend 8 years in Kazoo school for nothing. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, yeah, this here is Tommy. You know, my kids think it's summer and vacation right now. I mean, do you know how hard it is to get them to do their timetables when Fortnite's in the other room? God gracious goodness.
Message deleted.
What is this accent?
Did we get an affiliate in the South that I don't know about?
Yeah, right? Or are we airing in the outskirts of Birmingham or something? Like, what's going on here? But no, as a parent, I mean, I feel that pain, right? I mean, my kids are young enough where they don't have school assignments that they have to do. But I can't imagine being a parent, especially if you're still working, right? Like, if you and your significant other are both still working, considered essential workers or whatever it may be. Or you're doing a lot of working from home, and you're trying to, at the same time, wrangle your kids to do... Like, if there's any time where people are going to have a newfound appreciation for teachers and for schools, it's the upcoming year here in fall of 2020, assuming that schools are able to open again across the country. But man, like being able to hand your kids off for you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day to get educated and to have somebody else make them run in circles, like that's... People are realizing the value of that real quick nowadays.
For sure. Yeah. And it's really interesting because, Mahoney, I think you said that your wife, some of her teachers are doing, are they continuing to do the Google Hangout meetings and the Zoom meetings with the kids?
Every day.
Yeah. So I'm hearing that because our neighbor has kids and he was out and about like with the kids yesterday and we stopped to talk to him on our walk and they're also doing Google Hangouts as well. And It's really sad because I think that some kids in certain areas aren't able to even be able to do that. So they're because they don't have like internet connection or they don't have, you know, a computer handy or any of that. So I'm really nervous for the children who don't have that ability to have the Google Hangouts and the Zoom meetings on a day-to-day basis, where they're going to be next year.
A lot of the schools have handed out Chromebooks.
Chromebooks, yeah.
And so to people who don't, who, you know, have a need, or even, you know, if you live in a nice area, like, I mean, I've got friends who are working from home, but they only have two computers, and the family is working on it, and the kids, you've got three kids, and so you don't have enough computers, so they've taken out Chromebooks, too. So, you know, the school districts, in my opinion, is doing everything that they can to try to make it as easy as possible.
It's just weird that they're still handing them out right now. Like, they're still passing them out, and we're almost done with the school year. You know what I mean? Better late than never, I guess. But it's just like, I'm still, are they going to be going a little bit further into May or, you know, into the summer for the kids?
I think we'll still see whether or not the people are able to go back or not, you know, because you still can't have the kids go back and even get their stuff until the governor gives the clear. So
true. You know,
a lot of stuff's going on. But if I was a kid, though, I would be whooping their ass. Or if I was a dad and I had kids, Dave, when this is what you should be doing, and I feel like you're failing as a father because you've got a 7-day-old and you haven't even whooped his ass at Mario Kart yet. You have not asserted your dominance, my friend.
Not once.
He is the new man of the house.
I knew that he was the man of the house when he literally pooped on me the other day. I mean, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about a boss move. Like, I went to go change his diaper. He's like, I ain't done yet. I'm like, okay.
On you.
All right, I will...
Oh, and it's such a weird color, too, right now. Oh, gosh.
And then he said, look at me. I am the captain now.
I'm the captain. To the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, more evidence has come out that smoking may cut the risk of the coronavirus.
Really?
So, chalk one up for smokers. How about this? A review of scientific studies has added more evidence to the claim that people who smoke might have a lower risk of becoming seriously ill with COVID-19. And the researchers and one expert admitted that the finding was, quote, weird, which normally you don't hear scientists saying, well, that's just weird. They're trying to figure out why, and they just don't really know yet. One of the studies that in the UK, the proportion of smokers amongst COVID-19 patients was just 5%, a third of the national rate of 14.4. Another in France found the rate was four times lower. In China, a study noted 3.8% of patients were smokers, despite more than half the population regularly smoking cigarettes.
That is, it has to be something to do with, like, maybe your lungs aren't functioning at a higher capacity because, from everything that we've heard, you know, COVID pretty much, you know, just destroys your lungs. Lungs, you know. It's, you know, you got pneumonia-like symptoms that are happening there as well and worse. So it has to be something with, you know, just decreased airflow and or decreased lung capacity that has something to do with that.
Well, the other thing is it could be poor. They could be doing a poor job of figuring out who's actually a smoker, right? So researchers admit that hospitals are maybe potentially not properly recording the smoking status, potentially because they're too busy, patients are too sick to answer, or because people lie in their answers.
Oh, they always lie.
Yeah, I mean, you guys go
always
to the doctor,
lie.
they're like, do you have more than three drinks a week? You're like, no.
Never me.
Define what a drink is.
Yeah.
Do I go out drinking three times a week? No.
Have you ever actually answered that correctly, though, and then just had to have that conversation with your doctor? One time I did, and I was like, okay, this isn't what I'm here for, sir. Please just give me my Z-Pac and let's get this over.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm here to get my prostate checked. Get on back there.
You're like, sir, you're not due for that yet. Do it.
This is an Arby's. Give me that big Montana.
So Winston the Pug has become, very sadly, the first dog in America to test positive for COVID-19 after licking the plates of his owners who were also infected. Winston belongs to the McLean family who live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And Winston the pug, I don't know if he's like a big deal on social media or not. You know how some dogs are huge, but he's a real cute pug, and unfortunately he has it. It's not like a death sentence or anything like that. There's several tigers at the Bronx Zoo who tested positive. One house cat, but this is the first case of a domestic dog. It remains unclear if the disease is fatal amongst animals, but certainly hoping for nothing but a full recovery.
Dude, you know how many? Hold on. So I'm on Instagram right now, and I'm looking up Winston the pug. There are no less than like 50 Winstons or pugs named Winston on Instagram.
It's
really
proper?
Yes. There's a whole bunch of pugs named Winston. Like, you unoriginal ass names. Come on, man. And not like, I mean, think of how many extra Winstons there are that aren't on Instagram now.
Oh, gosh. I like the name Winston for a dog, though. It's proper. Or like Hannah.
Hannah?
Hannah.
Or like Jared. Jared would be a good one.
Jared?
Or like Paul.
Like, Jared's a creep from Subway. Paul. Like, nah, man. Like,
yeah, he's a...
Like, Paul the Pug. Paul.
Or, like, Daphne. Would be good.
Daphne?
That's a duck. Are you high? Did you eat an edible?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Or Craig. Craig would be good.
Craig?
Fired.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz. Hoo-ah! With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
It's time for the Movie Quote Quiz, and Audrey did a great job last week with the Movie Quote Quiz, got herself another victory. I mean, it has been unbelievable how well Audrey has been doing in not just this particular game, but really all of them.
All games.
It's pretty easy to beat Mahoney, but I didn't think it would be this easy.
That is untrue, Dave, but keep spreading that fake news, my friend.
So here we go with the first quote today. There is a total of 5. You can ring in at any point that you want during the clip, and then we'll let the remainder of the clip play out. But, again, there's only 5 clips today, so best of luck to each of you. Clip number 1 in the Movie Quote Quiz. Good luck. You'll ring in by yelling out your name.
So if you're from Africa, why are you white?
Oh, Audrey. God,
Audrey?
The Mean Girls?
No.
That is Mean Girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Could you give us some privacy for like 1 second?
Yeah, Audrey coming in hot. Look out.
Wow. I thought that was 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ooh, also a classic.
Why do you always think haven't you brought that movie up like 5 times in the last week or so?
I've never brought that movie up at a single time.
Maybe it was the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or something.
I thought you said it yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. He did bring that up a couple times.
Yeah. All right, here we go on to number 2. Audrey up 1-0. No surprise.
Ideal in human fulfillment. I grossed over $8,000 in one night. Time of your life, huh, kid?
Ooh.
God, I know.
No idea.
I know what this movie is. It's, it's an 80s movie where they, like, start, like, what is it?
5 seconds.
Is this Weird Science?
It is not Weird Science. Negative 2 points for Mahoney.
What is it, Ian?
That is
the end of Risky Business.
Risky business.
Yeah. God damn it. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
I never would have gotten that. 80s movies, anything before. Nope, never seen them.
Audrey, still on the board. Mahoney has yet to get a point. On number 3.
3 years at San Quentin, huh?
You found out.
Baskin Robbins always finds out.
Look, I'm sorry, all right, but
Mahoney.
Mahoney? I don't know.
That is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is correct, yes.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, remember he gets the job at
Baskin
Robbins?
No, I've never seen Ant-Man.
You've never seen Ant-Man?
No.
I thought you loved Paul Rudd.
I do love Paul Rudd, but nothing about him turning into an ant makes my fantasies fulfilled.
He doesn't turn into an ant. He just turned into a very small version of Paul Rudd. Pocket-sized Paul Rudd.
And not only Ant-Man he not only make everything smaller, he can make everything really big as well.
I'm interested. All right. Watch it later.
No one would hire me.
Breaking and entering. grand larceny.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't do it anymore. I just try
to respect. I couldn't be happier about it.
I will say, Mahoney, you got that in like 3 seconds. That was impressive. So it's all tied up now. One apiece, one for Mahoney, one for Audrey. Here we go on to clip number 4.
You're waiting for a train. A train that'll take you far away. You know where you hope this train will take you. But you can't know for sure. And it doesn't matter. Now tell me why.
Because you're gonna get it.
Jeez. I, once again, have no clue. Not even a guess.
I gotta hear that again.
All right, one more time. Here we go.
You're waiting for a train. A train that'll take you far away. You know where you hope this train will take you. But you can't know for sure. And it doesn't matter. Now tell me why.
Because you're gonna get it.
Dang,
it sounds good, though.
Oh, man. I the only train movie I could think of is Snowpiercer, and I know that's not it.
It is not Snowpiercer. That was Inception. Inception is what you're looking
for.
Oh,
I don't remember that. Yes. I don't remember that part from Inception.
Me either.
All right, fifth and final one. Each of you with 1 point. It all comes down to this. Best of luck.
This is a toughie day.
Yeah.
Here we go.
A duck. Exactly. Two. Logically.
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey first.
I said
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
I got it first. It's Monty Python.
Yes.
What? Which one? I clearly said my name first.
No, everyone can hear what's happening.
She
Audrey
just
Rangan
yelled
first.
Louder.
No, she
I was trying not
first.
To interrupt the clip.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Because you're such a gentleman. Got
this
it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, victory. Sweet.
Victory. Another victory
so
for Audrey.
Not a victory.
Doesn't ever win anything.
Not a victory.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So how about this? Saudi Arabia is purchasing a $500 million stake in Live Nation, the government of Saudi Arabia. They have a wealth fund, and it has acquired a 5.7% stake in Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster. The Saudi Public Investment Fund disclosed a stake comprising of over 12 million shares in a filing with the SEC. Based on Live Nation's share prices as of when this article is put together, the investment is valued at just shy of $500 million. Live Nation shares jumped at the news, rising by more than 2% in the first few minutes of trading. The investment is passive and was purchased on the open market. Live Nation, of course, has been hit particularly hard by the coronavirus pandemic because, you know, there's no concerts going on. So as a result of that, you'd think that this would probably be the best time to buy shares. And the government of Saudi Arabia has stepped in and snapped a lot of those shares up, which I don't like for some reason.
I'm not a big fan of MBS. Everything post Jamal Khashoggi, you know, when he was brutally murdered by that regime, for just being a guy who was pointing out things that were wrong with that country here. You know, he was living here in America and was lured over there and just was brutally murdered. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any time that, you know, I'm not a fan of Ticketmaster to begin with either. So the fact that they're getting involved in that, like somehow you found a way to make Ticketmaster even worse than it already is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Now all of those totally unnecessary fees are going to the government of Saudi Arabia. Neat.
So, yeah, women, take note. You know, again, another country that you cannot walk around. You know, you have to be covered head to toe. You can barely drive. You can't travel without another man with you. You know, just a antiquated place that is just backwaters. And you know, their human rights violations towards women are just disgusting.
So all eyes are once again on Tupac Shakur, who is reportedly alive and well in Kentucky, and he is looking for his unemployment check. During the daily press briefing, your former governor, Audrey, he discussed the overwhelming number of unemployment applications the state is receiving and how frustrating it is when bad apples file under fake names, including somebody who filed under the name Tupac Shakur.
A couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult.
How about this? If there's like three people who are registering as Tupac Shakur, how about you just weed them out and give everybody else their money? How about that? Because, you know, like, don't use these one or two things as a reason to possibly hold back payments to people who are in desperate need right now, man. That's...
Well, it's already difficult enough to get the money.
But hang on, this is important. The issue is that Tupac Malik Shakur is a real person living in Lexington, Kentucky, and he was, quote, hurt and embarrassed when his unemployment application wasn't taken seriously by state officials. Quote, I've been struggling for like the last month trying to figure out how to pay the bills. I'm hurt, I'm really embarrassed, and I am shocked. You all appreciate it.
What? Why did we go with Dear Mama? You should have won.
Because I think he lives with his Dear Mama.
Oh.
You should have put All Eyes on Me, man. All Eyes on
Ooh,
Me.
If we're
going to throw some Pac on here.
Realize. How long will they mourn me? Bloody Mary. Yeah, there's a lot of options, Mahoney. But no, we went with Dear Mama. It's a little bit more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get that audio? It's like sounds super compressed. Did you like?
Oh, geez, Mahoney.
Well, shut up, Mahoney. You grumpy.
Sit over there.
If you're going to play one of the greats like Tupac, play it the way that it was meant to be heard, not some bootleg version that you bought out of the back end of a Buick.
Anything else, you big old grumpy grump? Gosh.
So an enormous asteroid big enough to leave a 6-mile-wide crater and darken the world with dust if it were to hit the Earth is going to, thankfully, harmlessly zip by our planet thanks to NASA. The object, which is called 1998 OR2, is at least a mile wide, and it poses no threat now. It will pass 4 million miles of our planet, close enough to be classified as potentially hazardous, because they plan to slam a spacecraft into the asteroid.
Whoa!
If that doesn't take you back, maybe this will.
I should have put Love in an Elevator. Sorry.
Should have put Dude Looks Like a Lady talking about that asteroid. Damn. You know what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How nasty have things gotten around your house during the lockdown period? You can hit us up on social media at Dave and Mahoney. There's a number of people that have commented that have said, my house isn't actually nasty at all. It's quite the opposite. Kim has said, it's the cleanest it's ever been because I do it on a consistent basis. Work always got in the way, social life, everything else. Now, only working for 2 days and social life being toast, I am on the mother blanker when it comes to cleaning this things up. That's not the case for everyone, though. This one actually is pretty funny. Also up on our Facebook page, Therese said, went grocery shopping, bought everything, and stowed away the perishables, and then said, "F it, the rest can just chill on the island." So all of the rest of the groceries are just sitting out in plain view on the kitchen island, which makes it so much more convenient.
My wife has given me so much grief because normally we don't have, you know, we're not like stocked to the brim because normally I don't keep a lot of food in the house for myself because I eat, you know, when things were back in normal, I would go out to eat for lunch and dinner most days. But I've since stopped doing that. So we've had to stock, you know, all of our cabinets. Our cabinets are completely full. And the things that I use, I keep out on the counter because I use them every day, but she does not like the look of how the counter looks with those on there. But, I mean, I'm using them every day. It's just right there. It's so convenient.
They've got the home.
We don't have guests. Nobody's coming over to see. The only person who's seeing it is me.
Well, and her.
And her.
I mean, yeah, I mean, she doesn't like to deal with that. Like, there's something about, like, my wife as well. She's very specific about how certain things are. Like, if the fridge isn't organized how she likes, it drives her crazy. Meanwhile, I could give a damn less what the fridge looks like at any point. So I just adhere to her rules because she has rules, whereas I have none. It's just
It's all getting eaten. It's all going to get eaten anyway.
But it looks nicer. I don't know. I think that there's something to say about like a little bit of organized chaos. Sometimes my fridge is a little bit like that. I don't have a specific place, but the countertops, Mahoney, I'm totally down like with your wife's thought of if it has a home, put it away.
But it's
because
like
otherwise,
just cereal
then you're just
boxes.
Gonna take, buddy, you're going to take it to the next level. Then you're going to go, okay, well, then the ravioli cans can sit out,
no,
too.
No, they don't. I put everything in the recycling.
Pizzas.
I are, no, they're, what, the, have you seen, you have, obviously, you have not eaten a Tostino's pizza, party pizza, recently, because you are faking the funk, because there is no packaging for a Tostino's party pizza. They just come, they come in bags, and then that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the bags. Mm-hmm. That's packaging.
That's packaging.
That's packaging.
Yeah.
It's not like heavy packaging. It's just a bunch of plastic.
It's
and
actually
if there's
way
one person that would would know about a lack of heavy packaging, it's Mahoney. Alex said the house has never been cleaner. No rocks in the yard. The pool is clean. No laundry. However, my liver has never been dirtier.
Ooh.
I think a lot of us feel that way right now.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have things gotten a little dicey around your place? I mean, everyone's all locked up, and some people use this opportunity to clean, and, you know, spring cleaning is a thing right now and everything else, but other people maybe not so much. Kimberly said, my husband just wanders around and eats food now, and I'm sure that we can all kind of relate to that, but he leaves the bowls and the plates everywhere. Oh. I kid you not, I found a plate that he was eating spaghetti off of in the bathroom the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
Who eats spaghetti in the bathroom?
I mean, that is a man who is living his best quarantine life. That is a thing of beauty. Just some spaghetti and meatballs in there and taking care of business. You live your best life.
Wait, are you saying that he should eat his spaghetti and meatballs while taking care of his business?
I mean, if you're combining two things at once.
No, man.
You just streamline the process.
A spaghetti bath sounds nice.
I don't know.
When you were in college, Audrey, did you ever see anybody spaghetti wrestle?
No, I didn't. No. I only like in movies. I'm like, yeah. No.
It's usually they never go spaghetti wrestle in movies, though. That's always like Jell-O or mud.
Pudding,
but spaghetti or spaghetti-o, I will say, really takes that that beautiful art up to a new level.
Wasn't it a giant vat of lube in Old School, or am I mixing that up?
Nope.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
with Blue. Yeah, R.I.P. Right. Blue.
You my boy. All right.
You my boy, Blue. You my boy. Yeah. So when it comes to your house being a mess, Sarah said this one also has to do with dishes. I wait until halfway through the next day to clean up after dinner from the previous night. It could be takeout. It could be a made-from-scratch four-course meal. I'm not touching the dishes until it's time to prepare another meal, and we need one of those dishes.
Guilty of that for sure.
Why?
Because I feel like because my dishwasher always gets full after cleaning it, and then we have the dishes in the sink from the food, like from the actual meal, like the eating of the dishes or eating of the meal on the dishes, and I just leave it there. I'm not gonna wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to do the dishes for the rest of the day. Nah.
Well, you leave them in there overnight?
If the dishwasher's running at night, yeah.
Oh, I leave my dishes. I store my dishes in the dishwasher. I mean, isn't that what most people do?
No, she's saying that your dishes are still in the sink, right?
Yeah, so like if I cooked, usually like we'll like eat or whatever and chill afterwards, and then those dishes will get put in the dishwasher like and it'll run like overnight, and in the morning, typically what people would do is, okay, it's done, like put it away and then put the stuff into the dishwasher. Sometimes that didn't make it. Sometimes that doesn't.
I feel like the dishes in the sink are the ones that are soaking. That's when you've got the hard to get stuff off.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Dave, it's got to soak. It's got to soak. It's got to soak.
24-hour soak.
Mahoney's got like a the plate that he had a piece of bread on. He's like, it's got to soak, baby.
It's got to soak. There's a piece of cheese here. I could easily flick it off with my fingernail, but it's going to be goopier and easier to get off with when it's soaked for 24 hours. That's me. I'm talking from experience.
We're still talking about dishes, right?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So maybe the house has gotten really messy. Maybe things are just a little bit less organized than maybe when the normal schedule is in place because of the whole quarantine thing. This one texted over to us, been working from home in my PJs most of the time, unless my boss decides he wants a video conference. Then I put on a work-appropriate shirt. I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, but Christopher Reeve's son, the guy who was obviously Superman back in the day, his son, I believe, is a reporter now for ABC, and he was on Good Morning America. Did you guys see this clip?
I did.
He's sitting there with his nice-looking suit on, except for it's just the top, and it wasn't even like board shorts. He was wearing just his boxers, it looked like.
Like panties, yeah.
Yeah, like little man briefs below, and he didn't think that that was in the shot, and sure enough, it was in the shot.
A little camera drift happened, and we saw a handsome man with athletic thighs.
That we did. This one,
I didn't know that was Christopher Reeve's son, though.
I didn't either, yeah.
I'm glad he's doing well, man. That's good.
This one from Jacob, he said, I actually had to talk my girl into taking a shower. She was starting to stink so bad, I couldn't sit next to her on the couch anymore.
Let's be honest. What's the longest all of us have gone this quarantine without showering?
3 days.
It's not that impressive for me. Maybe a day and a half. Maybe 2 days.
Mine's embarrassing. Mine's I've gone 6 days. I've gone 6 days without showering.
Six days?
My man. Okay.
Nice. Are you anyone here currently on a streak?
I feel like, what is today? I'm on Wednesday. Day four or five. Four. I think day four.
I guess when you don't have hair, there's no reason to like.
Yeah, I'm on three.
I'm on day four.
Wash it again.
Huh. Yeah, because I cut my hair over the weekend, so yeah, that was, and then I jumped in the shower after that, and I don't think earlier in this week I've jumped in there.
So let me ask you something here, Mahoney. It's been a policy in the past where your wife has always made you shower after smoking a cigar, and I know that you had a couple of cigars yesterday, but ever since you shaved the head, have you found that the cigar smoke hangs around less because you don't have
it getting caught up in your hair? She still says I smell like booty after I smoke a cigar. But she hasn't made me joke. She hasn't been like, you got to get in the shower. She hasn't forcefully, pushed me in there as I'm, walking in the bedroom and then just, like the Terry Tate office linebacker, bah, right into the shower, and then I'm getting clean. She hasn't done that. She hasn't done that dish just yet, but I feel like if I don't do it today, then things are going to get a little dicey.
If you don't shower today?
If I don't shower today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a rule in the house. It's like, if you expect anything to happen at some point in the day, you better be clean. So on the days where I am not clean, it is, and for him as well, if we're not clean, it ain't happening. Nothing's happening in this house other than just vegetation.
Nicole said, I admit to not showering for multiple days as well. My husband just wears the same two sets of outfits, and he's still going to work. He is home until July 13th, though, for most of the day, and I don't ever see him changing outfits. And the shorts that he wears have rips all over them, and he always jokes about easy access?
No. Not when you've worn them the same shorts. Are you washing them?
Yeah.
There's a difference. If they're getting washed, I understand, but if it's not.
Clean clothes and new boxers every day. Like, that's, I'm stepping up there. I've got eight outfits. I've got eight quarantine outfits.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the stank's dead.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Yeah, I'm not also like the rips in the shorts, man. Like, nobody likes a surprise scrote. You gotta be careful with that. That's, nobody likes to just jump out at you. It's
why is it so old?
Put that thing away.
Think your scrotum 100 years old?
So how are you so young and your scrotum is so old? It's wise, baby. It's wise.
Curious case of Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Scrotum. So the live stream is going to go. So if you want to watch along today, we're about to hop on right now over at facebook.com/David Mahoney, also at davidmahoney.com. Not to check out the voicemail is on deck as well.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I just want to say it's awesome that you guys got Mahoney his own personal voicemail line. Yo, dummy, obviously, hand in hand, very classy. You guys are doing a great job working from home, though, in all seriousness, still bringing the laughs every day. Dave had to have a baby or whatever, so that really messed me up last week, but all is forgiven, and keep on doing what you guys do. Thanks.
Message deleted.
So working from home has certainly been challenging at times. Like, as you probably have noticed, there's been some technical snafus from time to time. Like just
I always
like
forget to turn on the audio on the stream.
Yeah, like 30 seconds ago. I forgot to turn on the audio.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're still learning. We're learning. We're out of our element.
So the problem is that I'm working on introducing new things into my home studio, and I'm so easily distracted that I'm sitting here trying to set up this new little soundboard thing that I have, and so I forget to do something else. It's outside of the norm. But we are all very, very, very pleased with the 833 Yo Dummy, which is our new voicemail line. And we spent how many hours would you say, Mahoney, on trying to come up with a clever name for,
like, when you're looking at 800 numbers or 833 numbers or 866 numbers, there are, you know, most of the good ones are taken, and trying to find something that has seven letters or two words that fit into seven numbers takes quite a while. And luckily we had the epiphany one day where Yo Dummy just came to us after hours of totaling away of finding a bunch of other dumb stuff.
Yeah, so we're sitting here kicking around. We're like, okay, is it Dave and Mahoney, 1-800 Dave and Mahoney, and then we realized that 833 numbers were a lot more accessible, and then we tried to do like call radio and like all the stuff. Then we're like, and Mahoney's like, hold on, what about 833 Yo Dummy? And I'm like, well, let me check and see if it's available. And it was available, believe it or not. So there,
I mean,
you go.
And now we pay a significant amount every month to have that vanity voicemail number up so that you guys can call us at 833-YO-DUMMY. We appreciate it.
And you can call us anytime on 833-YO-DUMMY, and yes, we do appreciate it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, how does one get into scotch? I mean, I've had it a couple times, and it's, like, real nasty. I guess it's...
That's it? How does one get into scotch? I've had it a couple times, and it's real nasty?
It's real nasty, and then it just fades off. All right, so, yeah.
Okay, I would say what you have to do, and like I said, let me...
far and then close. Far and then
close. Yeah, so for me, start off with something good. My absolute favorite is the Balvenie 21. It's aged in port barrels. A little pricey, but it's still found everywhere around the world. You can find that most places. But you got to drink
When you say a little pricey, like what is a little pricey to you? Because we know
I think $150 a bottle.
Ooh.
For that,
holy
it's comparable to Johnny Blue prices, but it's better than Johnny Blue. And though I do like Johnny Blue, I know a lot of people don't, but I like it. It's very smooth. But here's the trick about getting to like bourbons, scotches, whiskeys, all of those. You just have to drink them, and they taste awful until they don't.
Yeah,
I mean, you just have to continue to throw them at your face, and they are awful forever for years. It takes years of just. Putting stuff in my mouth that I don't like to make me eventually like it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about how that's true with beer. Like when you first start drinking beer as a kid, it tastes awful, and then eventually get used to it. You think about cigars. You think about scotch. You think about your neighbor, William. I mean, there's a lot of things that you just kind of have to get
don't
used
like
to being
in
your
mouth.
Mouth
first. Yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually you come around. Yeah. Well,
it all works out in the end. It really does.
Dave, way to push through the swallowing the gnat like a pro. That was very well done the last time I had an insect in my mouth. Fishing down on Cottonwood Cove with my dad about 30 years ago, and a bee flew into my Mountain Dew soda pop can. I took a drink and immediately felt this swimming around in my mouth and spit it out. Thankfully, I survived it harmed, but nice job, bud.
Message deleted.
So we were interviewing the Killers last week, and there was this little gnat that was flying around in my studio. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but like bugs just everywhere right now. And, I
everywhere
mean,
right now. Why? I know
it's this time of year and everything else, but I mean they're just all over the place. So because the weather's been so nice, we've had the doors open a lot, some windows open, things like that. And there's like flies and crane flies. And in the case of when we were doing that interview with the Killers, there was this gnat that was flying around the studio, and it was just kind of like, you know, floating around in front of me, and I saw it getting closer and closer, and I went to go ask Brandon Flowers a question about Bruce Springsteen, and I inhaled, and that's when this happened.
David is always
there's been some comparisons to Springsteen as well for you know, some of the more recent tracks. Is Springsteen a part of the catalog for you guys that you draw inspiration from?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just sounds huge. You gotta gargle it to get it down.
I mean, like a quick little cough could have got me right through it, but I didn't want to cough because then it would have, you know,
drawn more attention to it. Yeah, so I was just trying to sound like you are passing a gallstone or something.
KXTFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas, a radio.com station broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just imagine the last moments of that gnat before he ends up in Dave Ferrer's mouth. He's just flying around, doing what gnats do, living his best life, probably out trying to gather food for his gnat family, and then all of a sudden, right in Dave's mouth.
I think it was a pretty good way to go. I mean, he was obviously a big fan of the Killers. He was like, he was flying down here to watch the interview that we were doing, and then
is that what it was?
Yeah. And now that gnat lives on in me.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So is the future of movie theaters going to change because of what has happened with the latest Trolls film? I don't know if this is like the standard that we should go off of, because you've got to think that a lot of parents are trying to figure out things to do with their kids. And so, you know, renting the Trolls movie makes a whole lot of sense because you're staying at home. You want to find a way to entertain them at least for a couple of hours. Well, the latest Trolls film raked in nearly $100 million in digital rentals in just 3 weeks. And you think about how much money that the last one made, which was also an enormously popular film. Well, the wildly successful digital release has made more money for Universal Pictures than the original 2016 film did after five months in theaters.
Wild.
So in three weeks digitally, they made $100 million. Took 5 months to get to that point.
And it wasn't
theaters,
nearly as good.
Oh no! Not, I mean, you're right. I mean, as a Trolls aficionado now, because my daughter, it's not nearly as good. It's good because my daughter's nuts about Trolls, and so she enjoyed it and just can't get enough of the soundtrack and everything else. But I'm curious if this is going to change the way that they release things in the future. If they can just right out of the gate make $100 million in a couple of weeks' time, this is You know, for me, like, the idea of going to a movie theater right now, I want nothing to do with it. And I haven't for years. So I like this, and I hope that they continue to do this with putting the new releases out right away.
I'm with you. Well, I just think that we are living with these are, you know, special circumstances, weird times that we're living in, you know, because obviously we don't have anywhere else to go. And most of us have already blown through, you know, by the time that Trolls came out, we've already blown through so many different factions of our media that we've you know, we're already consuming.
Lots
so we
of
were
content,
just
yeah.
Very, very hungry for that. So I don't know if other things are going to do as well as Trolls possibly did.
Well, John says they were charging $20 to rent for 24 hours, and that's just crap. I saw a handful of people that were not happy about that. But, I mean, the difference is that it's one thing if they're charging $20 to rent it under regular circumstances, but they weren't. I mean, like, this was the...
It's a first run.
Yeah, this was the alternative to going to the theater, and there's no way you're getting out of the theater
right now.
Even if you go to the dollar theater, right? Like, even if you really wait and you wait until there's one of the cheap movies that's, whether it's a, you know, earlier in the day, a matinee, whatever
Tuesday,
it is,
yeah.
There's still no way you're going to the theater with a family and getting out of there for $20. So for me, it made a lot of sense because it just saved a ton of money as opposed to going out.
How many times have you rented it since?
I've only rented it that one time because I know that if I go down that rabbit hole of continuing to rent it, that my daughter is going to make me keep renting it, and I just told her it's not available. So I lied to my daughter.
I thought that it was really interesting.
Why don't you have her go outside
movie...
to do some yard work, and then
you guys can hear that, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Is she out there? Is she earning her keep? Is that
That's
what's
right,
going on?
Yeah.
You got her doing some weeding?
Make sure the gas and the oil mixture is right in the blower. If you break that thing, I'm going to kill Poppy.
Is that still? Oh, God. God. Poppy's the troll.
Poppy's the troll.
Not granddad.
No. Him, too. Do you guys know who Supreme Patty is? A quote-unquote Instagram star?
I've seen him, but he's just like some douchebag who'll do literally anything online for
super
trying to get likes.
So thirsty for attention.
Like Malibu's most wanted.
Yeah, I mean, just always wearing like a Supreme headband, like an old Jim McMahon style. It's just awful.
Like it's his brand. It's
He's the guy who took credit for that record-breaking egg that beat Kylie Jenner for most likes. Well, he got arrested this past weekend in Daytona Beach, and if you think, oh, this guy's just putting on an act, he's not really that big of a piece of trash in real life. No, he really is. Cops say he was flying around in his pickup truck at speeds over 100 miles an hour. According to documents that TMZ obtained, cops pulled him over, ordered him out of the car, and demanded him to walk with his hands up. The cops say he was defiant, screaming potentially something about being an Instagram star. We don't know if that's true or not, but eventually got to him and cuffed him. When they searched his vehicle, they found two firearms, an AR-15-style pistol, which I've never even heard of, and a 9mm handgun. Yeah, I know, right?
Why so many guns? What were you
doing? The police say that Patty doesn't have a concealed carrying permit. He's been known to post videos doing stupid stuff with guns, including shooting a hole in a beer and then chugging what's left in the can because he's such a badass. But
and like a thong.
Yeah, old Supreme Patty has been arrested in Florida, and good
riddance. Why didn't they tase him?
Right.
Like, I mean, if you jump out of a truck and you yell, "I'm an Instagram star," that is free reign to just instant tase. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Straight to
the
junk.
Not Instagram, insta tase. That is a social media platform we should start right now, where it's just dummies from Instagram getting tased. I would watch that
right now. Yes.
Well, no, I don't want to. I'm not a dummy Instagram star. I'm just saying, like, I want to watch dumb Instagram stars get tased.
We're thinking and if we they're somehow more important than they figure are, out right? how to have a cute dog do it, like push the actual button that blasts the taser prongs out like that.
Done. I mean, oh, yeah.
Talk about being an Instagram star. Look
you're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is that your house? Person, is it your house that's getting done, or is it your neighbor's?
First person you would tase would be my lawn guy, a.k.a. my four-year-old daughter who's working off that Trolls rental.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Today's Missed Connection Inspection is brought to you by lawn maintenance. So the...
when you're looking for a blower, we know a guy.
head to Craigslist. Speaking of, that'll be a nice segue.
If you'd
nice
like to get
here.
Your wood chopped or your bush trimmed.
There you go. This one is entitled Rob, Straight Friend. I know you probably won't see this, and I'm okay with that. I have a message for you and only you, but I don't want to ask it and ruin anything between us. So if you see this, please text me on my number asking me about it, and I'll send it to you only if you really want to see it. If I don't hear from you in about a week, I'll probably just send it when I'm drunk anyways. You know I don't drink very often, so yeah. You should know who this is, ... I have so many questions about this. Does Rob know that there's a dude that's pining for him? I mean, he calls Rob his straight friend, but obviously he thinks that there could be more. Interesting.
Also, I hate the, if you want it, just let me know. But if not, I'm going to send it anyways.
Audrey, you ready for this one?
No.
This one is entitled Former Babysitter.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you
God.
Watched my son during some weekdays, and you liked getting rides home in my convertible. You must be around 29 now, and I wonder if you ever thought about me as the sexy older man. After you graduated high school and were in college, I certainly thought of you as a sexy young lady. If you can provide details only you and I would know, it would be fun to talk.
That is so cringy. Because he's been fantasizing about that for, what, like 10 plus years? And he thought at the time that he was like the cool, hot, older guy.
With the convertible.
You're not the cool, attractive, older man.
16-year-old in his car.
Let me guess, it was a Sebring. It has to be a Sebring, right? For sure.
Top-down Sebring, baby. Hair blowing in the wind. I've got some easy listening music on the stereo. And, man, I'm going to take this thing up to at least 55 miles an hour.
No, he wasn't listening to easy tunes. He had like Kesha on or like Katy Perry.
No. He was listening to Warrant.
Dad. I'm hip. I'm cool. I'm down with the kids. This
You're
one
so
also really, really peaking here on the creepy level. This one's entitled "Woman Breastfeeding at Home Depot." ... You dropped a wad of cash, $122 to be exact. Email me to collect. You saw a new mother breastfeeding at Home Depot, and she dropped a wad of cash, and you kept it, and now you're holding it ransom to try to hook up with her? What is
wrong
with
you, man? Yeah, she
wasn't
moving fast if she was breastfeeding. She was probably pretty stagnant.
Yeah, man. Nobody jogs and breastfeeds. It doesn't work like that.
You don't know how I live my life, Dave. You don't know how I live my life.
Probably get it flowing a little easier. All of a sudden, you get like your kid just getting like pounded by breast milk. Oh, gosh.
This one is strange in so many ways. This one is entitled J.C. Park Parking Lot. To the guy with the big brown truck, thanks. 2 weeks ago, I parked next to you. I looked, you smiled, you started rubbing your nips. Came back same time the next week, but you were not there. I want that again, maybe more.
I don't get why you just don't act upon these, you know, like if somebody's giving you signals of like smiling and rubbing their nips when you're, you know, parked next to a big brown pickup truck. Like, why didn't you make your move? Why didn't you shoot your shot at that point, you know?
Right.
Like, probably scared. What would you do?
I mean,
well, if that's what he's looking for, obviously he's looking for some weird nipple rubbing action. Like, what are you doing pulling up to the park anyway?
Can we be real about this for a second? Like, rubbing the nipples is, like, it's kind of funny, right? Like, I mean, that's how it's normally been.
It's hilarious.
Like, has anyone ever actually tried to be sexy and rub their nipples towards you? Because I can't imagine somebody being like...
Stop it. Oh, no, Mahoney's...
No.
Put your shirt on.
No.
He's unbuttoning a shirt.
Oh, God.
He's unbuttoning a shirt.
No, what?
Yeah, there's no... Like,
you're
going to
go all the way.
Like,
don't just tease us.
Yeah, man. If you're shooting your shot, go for it.
Men trying to be sexy is just so, you know, like whatever my wife finds to be attractive is like when I'm not doing anything. I'm just like sitting there. But if I were to like try to be sexy, she would laugh. She would laugh herself out of the house.
Mahoney, I'm mad. The whole entire time you were unbuttoning your shirt, I thought we were going to get a Mahoney bear nip rub, and we didn't even get it.
Oh, I mean, it's certainly a bear nip, what if you know what I'm saying.
What are you doing, Audrey? Don't see. Wait.
Whoa.
Oh, God, it's going to happen.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh. This is how I end up in HR.
6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
All right, so first up in top stories here, obviously around Las Vegas, there's a lot of people that are trying to figure out what to do about unemployment and getting their hands on that money. Well, there is a new person that is taking over as the director for the Nevada Unemployment Office, and a spokesperson for the governor's response team said that the new person is going to start her role on Monday, and neither of them were available for an interview. But obviously, this is a huge problem for all kinds of people across the city. A spokesperson, again, for the governor's office said that there have been 369,670 initial claims filed since the beginning of the year through the week ending April 18th. Almost 400,000 people. That is unbelievable. And so they've established a call center. They hired a call center out of California, actually, to help address unemployment insurance questions from people that have claims. But many are reporting that the center has been relatively unhelpful. So the idea that they're putting somebody else in charge, I guess, is a good thing. But how long does it take to ramp that person up to where they're actually effective? Because, hey, May 1st is in, what, 2 days from now? So it's Friday. And so the idea that rent is due for a lot of people, and also none of the other bills stop. I'm sure that you guys have noticed that. Regardless of what's going on with your personal financial situation, the bills keep on coming. So it is a very stressful time for a whole lot of people right now, understandably so.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. Like, my insurance, somehow everybody else's insurance going down during all this. My insurance actually went up while all this was happening. But yeah, you're right. The bills don't stop. And if there's anything that, you know, if we could keep the pain from getting any deeper or any worse here in Las Vegas, is making sure that, like, you know, I think we as a, you know, the state owes that to the, you know, to the people. To be able to get them the unemployment that they are entitled to. So it's just crazy that it's so hard. I've seen so many people on
on Facebook who have just talked about the fact that they are just unable to even get a hold of a call center, and when they do, that they're unhelpful. So it's just
that has to change.
Stacy
on our Facebook just said, as an employer, I can't even get through to speak to them. So, I mean, you think about how the process works, right? And you'd think that an employer would certainly have to report certain things in order for a former employee to receive. And if the employers can't even get through, man, we got a lot of work to do.
It's been a nightmare. And I'm hearing, though, and Dave, I feel like you said this maybe a few weeks ago, that people are having an easier time going through, like, email or through, like, the actual, like, not necessarily, but through, like, maybe, like, a just online feature that they have. Because you're going to end up waiting hours on the phone and maybe not even actually get anything resolved. And I've actually had some friends who did that through via email and finally were able to actually get some, at least seemingly some baby steps taken care of, which is better than nothing. So
a couple of, for sure. I mean, the phone has been a nightmare basically by every single account that I've heard. A couple of COVID things here. Roy from Siegfried and Roy is being treated for COVID-19. So he has tested positive, according to his rep from Curvendoa Communications. Siegfried and Roy send positive wishes to everyone impacted by the pandemic. We have no further comment on Roy's recovery at this time and ask everyone to respect his right to privacy. So, I mean, it's definitely of concern. I mean, because Roy, Roy Horn, is 75 years old, you know, and so they just recently
heard the lady 101 got over it earlier today. So hopeful, silver linings.
Yep. So Roy from Siegfried and Roy is being treated for COVID-19, and new cases in Nevada, Clark County, and we're seeing a dip, which is really really great. So both the infection rate, 12.28% of those tested, and the death rate, 4.39% of those tested, have also been creeping lower in recent days. So both figures are likely elevated because the seriously ill and people who are in close contact with them have been most likely tested. Even though there's been a shortage of testing supplies, but the fact that the number remains low here in Clark County, as well as the state of Nevada as a whole, is a testament to how well all of the things have been working. And it has been a big sacrifice for a lot of people, but just know that sacrifice has been saving lives. So the staying at home has been working, which is
including
really encouraging.
Your own, potentially.
Yep, you bet.
Yep, and The one of the things that you know, we do need to ramp up testing more. You know, that's, I think, just everywhere, not just in Nevada, but everywhere. What do you guys? How do you feel about some of the, you know, if we were to reopen in like 2 or 3 weeks, if the casinos were to open in 2 or 3 weeks from now?
Yeah. So how, I mean, there's
how do
a
you
lot
feel
about
the thermal scans and stuff like that? I mean, are you guys
all
of those?
Form. Yes. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
why not?
There's some people who aren't.
Why? Like, what does it matter?
Because
like,
just the same people who don't want to wear a mask. Like, same people who just have something to complain about just for no reason. They just think that their independence is getting stripped.
But, I mean, if they're doing a thermal scan of you, I mean, what? How does that affect you at all? It's not like there's any personal information. It's just like taking your temperature. It's the same people that, when you go through the airport and they do the body scanner of you, like, that's more invasive, you'd think, because they can almost tell how small your junk is, you know? I mean, that's what's really scary. But if they want to find out what my temperature is,
I don't
care.
Every time before one of those.
No, you don't.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course you do. A little tug, a little adjustment.
Start thinking about young Martha Stewart. Yes. Martha Stewart in her 30s and 40s. Oh, damn. Oh, good stuff.
And then you're like, excuse me, Mr. TSA officer, do you have a napkin of sorts? I went a little too far.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So these are all real moments of Mahoney's incredible laziness. And if you would imagine through this quarantine period, things have gotten even more and more dicey for Mahoney and his work ethic, if you want to refer to it as that. So today's installment is going to be Audrey versus Ian, and Mahoney's wife has been kind enough to join us once again. Aaron, welcome back to the show. It is always wonderful to see your lovely face.
Well, thank you for having me. I have a break in between two meetings. So this is perfect timing to humiliate Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. So here's how this works. Mahoney has done a lot of things, and Aaron is going to share three of those things that Mahoney has done as of late. And you guys have to try to guess which one is the untruth. So again, there's three things. Okay. All of them sound unbelievable. Only one of them actually is. Take it away, Aaron, with fact number one in Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Fact number one. I could not stand seeing the Peloton go unused another day. So a few weeks ago, I got myself set up to ride the dang thing myself. We had to set it up in our master bathroom as it is the only area with enough tile as a flat surface that isn't a common area in the house. Like, I didn't want it set up in our kitchen. So we set it up in the master bath. I've used it a few times a week since then, including yesterday afternoon. Mahoney sauntered into the bedroom and paced around the bathroom for a few minutes without saying anything. Finally, he looked at me in the eye and said, "I need to nap. Can you please get off the Peloton?"
Wow.
True. That's totally true. Wow.
So okay. she hasn't fixed her shoes on the Peloton yet because they... You have these, you clip in, and then you have to, like, adjust this little thing that clips into them, and it makes a really loud squeaking noise.
Uh-huh. And you couldn't have your nap bothered by her exercising. How very rude of
her.
Well,
I mean, this was, like, her second workout of the day, man. Like, one's enough. Like, you could take a day off. You could take a day off, and you know what? You come take a nap with me. That's what a good spouse would do.
Sounds like a hard pass. All right, yeah, so Audrey, really you Insta said that sounded real. Ian, do you feel the same way that also is potentially real?
You know, the only reason I do is because I know how much Mahoney loves naps, and any interruption may obviously throw him into a bad mood. So I think that might be true as well, but let's see.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know, they say if you don't get 7 to 12 hours of sleep a night, that it reduces your lifespan. You're an unhappier person. You're going to die. So that's why I try to get as much possible sleep as I can. Because, I mean, this body does not just do itself. You know, like I got to take care of it.
On to fact number 2.
Like the lady that it is.
On to fact number 2. Mm-hmm. What?
Fact number 2. As we reviewed on last week's installment of Lazy Bones, Mahoney has not mastered the art of cleaning up after himself as we stay at home. This is most notable when it comes to the dishes. A few days ago, I grumbled as I put a huge pile of Mahoney's dirty dishes into the dishwasher and ran the machine. I put a note on the dishwasher to let Mahoney know that I had run the machine and the dishes were now clean. The next day, I noted that the dishwasher hadn't been emptied, and there was a new pile of dirty dishes in the sink. When I asked Mahoney what was going on, he said, "Baby, the dishwasher's full. I read your sign." But somehow think that he needed to unload the dishwasher so that he could then put his dirty dishes into the dishwasher.
Oh, that's totally true, too.
Yeah, so true. So true. That's not a dishwasher. It's just a cabinet that washes things in Mahoney's eyes.
We've heard that this morning. Then, yeah, that's his cabinet.
That's so true. That is so true.
That's his cabinet.
Yeah, when you want clean dishes, Mahoney, are you sometimes just pulling them directly out of the dishwasher?
I mean, why not? Why do we need to put them back into the cabinets when they're right there? They're more accessible. It's in and out, you know? And also, I feel like it's very passive-aggressive to leave a note saying that these are clean, you know? I mean,
there's a little
thing on the washing machine or on the dishwasher that says if they're clean or not. I don't need an additional note on there to let me know. I just feel like that's trying to dish shame me, and that's not how I want to live my life.
For those of you that are listening on the radio right now and you're not watching the stream, the look, the icy cold look that Mahoney's wife is giving him right now speaks volumes. Third and final fact in Lazy Bones Mahone's.
Mahoney has truly taken Governor Sisolak's stay-at-home order to heart and has been eating every single meal at home. Because he's been using the Brava so much, it is now starting to show wear and tear and has become filled with grease. Recently, it began to give off smoke due to all of the hamburgers that he has cooked in the Brava. So I told Mahoney that he had to clean it out before he cooked something else. It was going to start a fire. I noticed that he didn't use the Brava for a few days. And lo and behold, a second Brava was delivered to our doorstep a few days later. Does anyone want a slightly used Brava that just needs a little cleaning?
Oh, no. Oh. This
First
is tough.
Off, it does need a little cleaning. I tried to scrub that thing for an hour. I spent an entire hour trying to scrub the grease off, and unfortunately, it did not work. You know, and I made the mistake. I didn't know better, you know, at the time that I cooked a bunch of bacon in there, cooked a couple burgers in there, and
oh god,
did not clean it the proper way, and now I ruined it.
I think, though, that this just seems a little too far-fetched because did you really buy a brand new Brava for like $1,200?
Who said I bought it? It just showed up. I mean, Brava probably wants to endorse me. Have you not seen the amazing videos that I've put out on Instagram?
You do.
Sean weighing in here, a little help for you guys perhaps. On Facebook, he said these are all true. And Stefan over on Twitch said my guess is the third one is a lie. So
I think that the third one's a lie, too. I'm really torn.
Okay, I'm going to go with the first one, though, because knowing Mahoney, and I have slept in the same room as him, he does wear noise-canceling headphones. So I am going to, I'm going to say
number one. And maybe he
would have
just gone to the
lie.
Couch? Maybe he would have just gone to the couch, because I feel like he's done that whenever, you know, Aaron, not put the sheets on immediately, he just grumbles and then goes to the couch.
He's referring to the couch in his bedroom, though, which would not have solved the problem. He does not nap on the couch.
We have two couches, Dave.
Yeah.
We do have two couches.
Multiple couches.
Four
multiple
reference.
Couches.
Dang,
all right,
I'm going to stick with three. Right. I'm going to stick with three.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ian, your guess is... incorrect. I'm sorry. It is true that he kicked his wife off of the Peloton from exercising so he could nap. Audrey, you are correct. Another victory for you on the show. Congratulations to you. And then Brett weighed in over on Facebook and he said, now I know for sure the third is a lie. There is no way he would ever attempt to try to clean anything for a full hour.
Oh, I did try to clean it. I did try to clean it. 100%.
It was not for an hour.
I spent
it was
an
not
hour.
For an hour. You did not spend an
it
hour.
It was 10 minutes. Okay.
All right, all right.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So someone over in Australia has had to put up a sign asking that the mystery pooper stop pooping on their garage.
Okay.
An Australian resident posted a sign warning the mystery pooper that cameras were being put up to discourage defecation on their property. The sign, which went viral after being posted on Reddit, is addressed to the mystery pooper who has allegedly been leaving their poop next to the home's garage, which is in Merrickville, which is a suburb of Sydney. And yeah, sure enough, they had to put out a large sign and say, hey, man, quit, can you stop pooping on our garage?
You know who this is.
Who is it?
It's a runner. It's a runner. This is somebody
always
who's a,
it's always a runner.
It's always a runner.
A runner or a principal.
We,
that's it.
Well, the principal was a runner. The principal was a runner.
You're
so
right.
That's right. Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, it was the mystery pooper for weeks and months. This went on where somebody was pooping near the high school track, and they're like, "Who on earth would ever do this?" And so regularly as well, but just a large pile of human poo every day. And then, sure enough, they put up cameras, which you think that the principal would be aware of, and it turned out that the principal would just go by every day on his morning jog and drop a steaming log or seven.
Yikes.
Right there by the track, and they caught him on camera, and they're like, is that Stanley? Oh, my God.
There's nobody Stanley. Who is more entitled than a runner. You know, maybe the guys and the guys who look like me who are in the full, like, you know, Tour de France racing gear, and it's like your guts hanging over the seat and the handlebars, and you just look like a
Let
complete
them live.
Clown.
Let
no,
them live.
They think they had the right of way. They think they don't have to stop at stop signs, which they do.
But
if you're on the road,
yes,
you have to abide by the laws of the road, and they think that
you're
above them.
A car.
Screw them. Screw runners. Let's ban all forms of exercise, and yeah, I think the world will be a better place.
I'm pretty sure
all forms of exercise.
Hey, have we not already done that? Because that's a credo that I've been living by for quite some time now during this pandemic.
Ian, did we ever get to the bottom of who the mystery pooper? Because every job has a mystery pooper. Did we ever get to the bottom of who ours was in the building? I can't remember.
Well, we had a mystery pooper, just as a recap, that would drop these logs and then not flush fully, which was just such a weird thing to do because it's just not that much of an extra step to flush, and it's so necessary.
The double flush.
Even the courtesy flush, I think you can...
There were zero flushes going on.
You can argue that that's underutilized, but the zero
poop.
Flushes is a great offense, and we were trying to track down who it was, but as usual, our awful engineer Fred refused to be of any help, and he was the one that we needed to pull the security tape, and we never really found out, did we?
No, well, I have two names that are still very prominent in terms of suspects, but I can't believe they wouldn't give us bathroom footage. It's like simple bathroom footage, guys.
We're not even asking. We're inside the bathroom footage, outside the hallway right there, because that is offensive. How many times did I walk into that stall after the show and
I was greeted with just a horrible sight.
There was always
that
a girl
dude
one,
cannon,
too.
That's the guy I think it was.
I think that they might have gone over to the dude's side, and then they were like, you know what? That's not enough. Let me go over to
we're
the girls. Because we had some,
in
too.
In a place of business. What is going on here?
So a
so much
a,
poop.
A drunk man rammed a house with a skid loader and then just said, no, I was just remodeling my house. So
prove it.
He was
prove
hammered. Yeah, he ended right? up ramming his house at 2:30 a.m. with a skid loader and knocking down walls while another couple was sleeping inside. Cool. Mark Allen Laughlin, 54, charged with aggravated assault, risking catastrophe, both felonies. Police say that they were called to the home twice within the span of 40 minutes. The first call was a complaint from him, who told police that one of his other guys, the dude who was sleeping in the house with his girlfriend, would not get out of the house, according to the police. And then he appeared to be under the influence of alcohol during that first call. 40 minutes later, they get called back saying this hammered dude just knocked down his own house because with a skid loader because he's so mad that this guy and his girlfriend won't leave. Oh, boy.
I'm not mad at this. If you want to knock down your own house with a skid loader, have at it. This is America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Or, homeless of the brave. If you knock it down with a skid loader.
Catch the Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Would this be a good time to decide just not to go back to my job and start new? I feel like the world is kind of setting people up for that. Imagine how many people right now are going, man, I could really get started on this. I think it's kind of cool.
Message deleted.
Yeah, a bunch of people are like, man, maybe I should just take a fresh start and do something totally new and follow my heart and my passion and what I'm really into. And then you look at your bank account that has negative $17 in it and you're like, well, guess I'm going to work today.
I mean, right.
That's kind of the reality for a lot of people. I mean, it would be nice if this was just this grand reset where we could decide what we wanted to do and decide what's really important in life. Right now, you know what most people need? Money.
Hold on to it. Hold on to it.
I don't know.
Because
I think
not
a lot
only
of
that, there's going to...
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who, I mean, you will decide. I think a lot of people will leave their current jobs because luckily we work for a company that is allowing us to work remotely and able to work from home, and they're not putting us in danger. We've got friends in radio who are out still doing remotes, who are still out in the public, who are like doing like ridiculous things, like. Like, I could not believe
Come get a free slice of pizza from this shared box of...
Meat truck.
Yeah.
A meat truck. Oof. Dude, like, could you... like, whoa. Which those meat trucks are sketchy enough to begin with, but, like, your company is like,
bad luck.
You need to go out there and shell for some meat truck. Like, no, man. Like, I'm glad that we are where we are, but if they were trying to make us go out... Like I said, I've got family members who are immune compromised. I'm not trying to put them in any sort of danger in any way, shape, or form. And I think a lot of people will this will play into effect once things get back to normal if they stay with that current company or not.
The only thing though is that you're going to have to battle everybody else who's going to be trying to search for a job at the same time.
Yeah, that's
so maybe just hold on to it for a second.
If you got a job, you should probably be pretty grateful that you have a job at this point. I know that's how I feel.
I don't know, man. I think there's something to be said about, like, if you're miserable and they treat you like crap, sometimes, you just getting out there. That's what you got to do, There's nothing worse. Nothing makes me sadder than, like, hearing about a friend who's working in a place where it's just soul draining. That sucks. I mean, we are definitely blessed to be able to do what we do because we do what we love. But, like, if you're just doing something that is completely just destroying your soul, get out of there, man. Life's too short.
To the tone.
Dave Studley. Dude, congratulations on the baby boy. Sorry if I'm enunciating it right, so forgive me if I'm not. Far, right? Dude, crazy. He looks just like Mahoney, though. That's awesome.
Message deleted.
Your baby looks like Mahoney?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Baby doesn't look anything like me. His baby looks just like his wife. Yeah, luckily. It does look just like her.
Yeah. The daughters look like Dave.
Look like a big baby, though.
Yeah.
And the boy looks like his...
And, you know, because, like, when a baby comes out and it doesn't look a lot like you, because my daughters do look a lot like me, and so I was like, you know, okay, like, there's no question. And for my son, when he was born, I was like, man, he looks a whole lot like my wife and not a whole lot like me. And, you know, at first I'm like, what's going on here? And then...
Genetics
not to be weird, but then I saw his little schmeckle, and I was like,
that's my boy,
exactly the same size as mine right now. So I know that's my son. That's got to be my boy. So,
oh gosh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So what was it about 80s movies that made them so good? Was it because they were all kind of cheesy? I don't know. All I know is it was something that can never be replicated. Weird Science is the greatest movie of all time.
Message deleted.
Was that the second Weird Science? Yeah, in the same show.
Weird Science was good. Anthony Michael Hall was in there. So I was watching the original Highlander. Do you guys remember that movie? Like Duncan MacLeod, Connor MacLeod. That you know, Sean Connery was in it. I was watching that because my wife had never seen it, and I turn it on, and it's been probably 20 years since I've seen the original Highlander with Christopher Lambert in it, and the first like scene. Starts off with they're at a professional wrestling match, and then they get into a sword fight in the garage. But there's so many unnecessary, unathletic backflips that are happening in this sword fighting scene that I just could not get over it. And I'm like, only in the 80s could something like this be shot where the director's like, you know what? We need an unnecessary backflip off this car. And then when you're running away, you're doing not even like normal, like a standing backflip. It's like almost like the back bend backflips. And it's a guy with a ponytail doing it. It was just so the 80s were. This guy's right.
You've got to think that these. I mean, that seems like a coked up idea, which obviously cocaine was very prevalent in the 80s. Like how many. Hey, man, I have an idea. Like how many unnecessary backflips do you think that we can get into this movie? Without them cutting it out. Like, I want it to get released with as many unnecessary backflips as possible. And his friend's like, yes, man. That was a great idea.
And more summarized counts, too.
Do you have a guesstimate of how many unnecessary backflips?
We had to stop after 10 minutes. Because it 10 was just
minutes
too,
of unnecessary backflips.
It was too much. We're just like, we cannot handle. Like, I really wanted to film it. But, like, go watch the first. It's free right now on Amazon Prime. So if you've got Amazon Prime, the original Highlander with Christopher Lambert, the first, just watch the first fight scene. And just, like, I used to love that movie so much.
Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, I mean, also, when you talk about coked up ideas, like, they were, like, immortal unless you cut off their head with a sword. That is the epitome of coked up ideas.
It's like a torso just walking around. I've got one more backflip left in me.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
All right, so while Mahoney is watching Highlander backflips, let's get into top stories. This is pretty cool. Taco Bell has transformed its headquarters into a drive-through for large essential vehicles. You know, you think about how there's so many men and women who are truckers across the country who are deemed to be essential workers as they have to keep up with their routes, getting all of the food to the places that it's supposed to go. And so their headquarters in Irvine, California, has been transformed into a drive-through that has enough space for trucks and other large vehicles like firefighters, EMTs, law enforcement, news media vans, as well as some 18-wheelers, too. So it's pretty cool to see Taco Bell stepping up to do their part. In a unique way, but the truck through is going to open on May 1st. They've been converting it for a little while now, and we're on to something. It looks like
Love it.
Good for you, Taco Bell.
Yeah, I mean I love seeing some corporations being very responsible, and this is just another example of Taco Bell showing and leading the way on that. But can we please bring back those little crunchy cinnamon swirl
sticks?
Yes. No, not the Cinnasticks. Were they called Cinnasticks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Or cinnamon twists.
Cinnamon twists.
Yeah.
That's right.
The iPhone 12 is now going to be delayed. Apple is going to delay the mass production of the upcoming iPhone 12 lineup for about a month. The Wall Street Journal reported this on Monday, and it's because, of course, everything that's going on right now. There's a lot of factories that are over in China, so the new models typically come out in September, and they're saying that before revealing the new models in mid-September and shipping them for consumers later that month. Apple is expected to launch 4 new iPhone models later this year, some of which will include the 5G wireless connectivity, which, of course, is the thing that is solely responsible for the coronavirus pandemic. Even though the company managed to ship its new budget iPhone SE last week, they're still going to slow down the whole process. So if you've been waiting, you have a cracked screen or whatever it is, if you're an iPhone user and you've just been sitting around hoping that the new one is going to come out, it is still going to come out, but it looks like it's just going to be a little bit later than expected.
Doesn't this seem tone deaf, though? Like, people literally can't even afford rent, but let's put out 4 new iPhones?
You just got a stimulus check, man. Like, let's definitely put out an iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you're gonna spend money, they want you spending money right then. Honestly, I need a new phone. So, I mean, the new SE that just came out, actually, you know, it's not like an Android killer, but the fact that it's only like, what is it, $300 or $400, and it's super powerful, it's got a good camera on it. Like, this is definitely a lot of people are looking at that one as a possible alternative,
because even me, at this point, $1,500 phone.
I've always had the flagship iPhone, and when it came out, and now I don't care anymore. Like, I don't care about the camera. I don't care about anything. I just want it to work and the battery to work. And I don't want to pay $1,200 for a phone again. Like, I'm tired of it.
You're going to. Stefan said it's going to cost 5G, which is kind of funny. But there's a couple people that have weighed in here talking about the Chalupa box, which is where you get those cinnamon twists from Taco Bell. So the multiple people saying have had the Chalupa box for lunch this week, and it comes with the cinnamon twists.
Did you ever mistakenly order a gordita instead of a Chalupa? And there is nothing that makes me more sad than when I would do that.
There is never a time where I mistake my Taco Bell order, because it is always the same thing.
Every single time.
Two cheesy gordita crunches and two hard shell taco supremes.
The Chalupa shell is so much better than the gordita shell. Plain and simple.
Cheese, quesadilla, extra jalapeno sauce. I want that ish dripping everywhere. Mm. So good.
Gino here with an observation. He said, so Demolition Man actually is coming true, where Taco Bell's going to be the only restaurant around. I totally forgot about that. And
dude,
if there's going to be one restaurant left standing, Taco Bell is a pretty good one.
And Wesley Snipes will be the biggest villain in the world.
I mean, now that he's out of jail, he can reprise his role.
Simon, what was his name, Ian? Simon, do you remember what his name was?
Cowell. Simon Cowell, yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So
let's pretend that didn't happen.
It's top stories. So a California commissioner threw his cat during a Zoom meeting and now has had to resign after he did it, which a lot of people are saying, well, of course he did. So this happened last Monday on April the 20th. But Ian is our resident cat expert here, so I would really like to get Ian's take on this. But before we do that, let's listen to the audio of this dude on the Zoom call. And again, some people are saying that he violently threw his cat. Let's judge for ourselves.
Commissioner Platzer, do you have any comments that you would like to make?
Yes, if I'm allowed to make them.
Yes.
Okay, first I'd like to introduce my cat.
Oh.
So, okay, the cat meowing beforehand, he wasn't even touching it. It was the cat just, like, looking for whatever. And, you know, like, when I first heard about this, I'm like, I mean, this guy probably, like, tossed his cat hard. But to me, it looked like one of those, like, just like a little lob. Yeah, like, which I feel like you do that to cats anyway, right?
They jump from, like... No. Trees down to
like if ground. You're trying to get a cat know, off you, you don't like if you're trying to get a cat off you, give it the like the little lob.
So it's not like he's being violent towards the animal. He like picked it up and showed it to the camera, and then he was like, and then he tossed it off. But I mean, I guess the cat maybe didn't have great balance because you kind of heard a thud and like a at the end of it.
And that's how animals express pain.
Would you be out there picketing, demanding that he resign for these actions as well?
Yeah, of course. And I definitely think this guy should never work in government again. I think this guy should actually face criminal charges for this. And
is that serious?
There's nothing wrong. Okay. Like, hey, please. It's my opinion, guys. Don't hurt cats. And just because
the cat wasn't hurt.
They land on all fours. If he hurt the cat. You don't know that.
You do. I've never seen a cat fall. Ever.
Huh. Cats can get hurt just like everybody else.
If it was an egregious thing, I would be like, get rid of this guy, but it was just getting a cat off his lap.
Moni, you said it earlier. I think that intent really, if he was like kind of like, I don't know. I can't see it. I haven't seen like the video, so I really don't know what he did, but I heard the cat just go, and it was it old? Was she feeble? Like, I feel like there's a couple
things. That was before he even picked it up. I don't know. Oh. It's just
so
dumb.
She was probably old and feeble.
He just wanted a way to quit the council. That's what this is. What this guy's looking for.
Allegedly, the guy was drunk too during the call. Also,
really? I mean,
it's not like he's it's not like he's a high ranking official. It's like a councilman, you know, whatever,
city commissioner or whatever. Yeah. So, an owner of Fats Pizza decided to rob another Fats Pizza at gunpoint. These are two different pizza joints that are franchised to different individuals. And it was about 10:15 that it went down on Sunday night, where the owner of another one walked in with a gun and stole money from the registers. The employees say the suspect asked them to turn off the lights and told them to go to the rear of the building. The two employees eventually just left out the back door, and they saw a white Toyota Tundra fleeing the scene. Police say the deputies from the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office found a truck matching the description at an In-N-Out nearby. Deputies performed a felony stop where a 38-year-old by the name of Daryl Allen was taken into custody, and they're like, wait a minute, aren't you the dude that owns the other Fats Pizza just right up the road? And they're like, yeah. So they found a gun, a large bag of cash, along with some drug paraphernalia. He was taken into custody for robbery, kidnapping due to forcing the employees into a different location of the restaurant, and several weapons charges. All of these different Fats Pizzas are all owned independently and operated separately, but the fact that the dude who actually owned one would rob another one, that's really something.
Well, he probably understands like the security protocols and things of that nature. But do you think they do you revoke his franchise license after this?
Did he throw a cat?
I feel like Papa John got away with a lot more before they finally removed him. You know, it's like, oh, you just robbed one fellow franchisee. It's fine. And finally today, Jose Canseco, who, as we know, is one of the greatest thinkers of our time. Mm-hmm. He is very concerned, you guys. And when Jose speaks concern, we should all listen. Mm-hmm. He said, can Bigfoot or aliens get coronavirus? I need to know because I have had contact with them. This is what he tweeted on Saturday.
Aliens have
been trying to reach us, had a time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which are not willing to do that. We have tried with animals and it has failed. He also tweeted. Last week, Canseco made headlines when he wished Happy Easter to everyone except for A-Rod. He also accused A-Rod of cheating on fiance Jennifer Lopez with his ex-wife Jessica. All parties, aside from Canseco, have denied these rather unfounded allegations. But
let's just think about this, Dave. Jose, go check on him, please.
Yeah.
If Dennis Rodman was kind of the original emissary to North Korea, and we all thought that was bizarre, is Jose Canseco going to be the emissary from Earth to have first contact with the aliens when they get here? Are we sending Canseco as a representative of the human race?
Wouldn't this be amazing if we just go ahead and give Jose Canseco, I mean, he's got the car wash, so that's obviously a step in the right direction, but we go ahead and just give him and Dennis Rodman North Korea and let them run that as evil dictators for a short amount of time before they are taken to represent humans. Can you imagine if they just cherry-picked Jose Canseco and Dennis Rodman to represent humans? Like, how incredibly disappointed the aliens would be. And they're like, we traveled how many light years to find this?
And this is what we got.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.